now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat. One final time here in 2023-2024. Joined now by Royal Valley Girls Coach, that is David Boucher. It is brought to you by Houlton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Coach, the season ended earlier this week in that sub-state first-round game at Jefferson West, 45-27 the final score. Just give us a few keys and kind of thoughts overall on how that game transpired earlier this week.
You know, it comes down to a lot of things. You know, they shot the ball and executed much better than we did. And we had open looks, and we frankly executed, had open looks, and we just didn't knock them down. And, you know, they played this, real packed in zone and forced us to shoot the ball. And we struggled to execute and get, good bounce passes, fake a pass, make a pass, some fundamental things to get the ball inside. So it kind of took us out of what we normally do, but we're more than capable of hitting the shots that we took. We just didn't make them. But the amount of growth and things that we went through as a team this year is simply, remarkable, I think. You know, just is a testament to how hard the girls worked, and also how great my assistant coaches are, and Coach Golden and Coach Classic. And, I couldn't do anything without those guys, and then the work ethic of our kids is really, I think, unmatched. But that's, I'm a little biased on that.
And you'll bring obviously a good chunk of the roster back, just kind of taking a peek, for 24 and 25. And, the league's obviously going to be a lot different. The Mideast League coming in, merging. You're adding these four teams like Silver Lake, Rossville, St. Mary's, Riley County, and Riverside bolting to the NEKL. So it's going to be a wild different look, next year, but you're going to have a majority of your team back, so certainly some excitement as far as the growth this year and then looking to next year.
100%. And first of all, of our kids are multi-sport athletes, and so that's good to see. So I'll get to watch them here in the spring and watch them grow and continue to compete. But we had one senior, Allie, who got hurt in the very first game in January, and she's such a great kid, gone through a lot in her life and some injuries and a hip injury and surgery took her out of the entire junior season. And anyway, she was doing some great things, and I think she really could get into coaching. She was great for us on the bench and in practice, and such a positive person. I think she's going to go into the military and do some different things in life. She's just a great kid. So we're going to miss her a lot, like you said, after the injury, we had no seniors for most of the year. And so we returned 90-some% of our scoring and minutes played and rebounding and all that, all those statistical measures. We returned 100% of the team from the last, 14 games of the season. So it'll be exciting to see how we grow, and our summer is going to become huge, and getting shots up and getting some games in here and there in summer league and whatnot, and watching us continue to grow together. But it was a lot of fun watching them grow together this year as well. So.
There it is, Royal Valley girls basketball coach. That is David Boucher joining us, brought to you by Houlton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Team wrapping up the season with a first-round loss at Jeff West. But again, as you mentioned, pretty much the majority, if not all, of the roster pretty much returning next year. So certainly Royal Valley will have a great opportunity to improve on the 23-24 campaign. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us here this season once again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you. We enjoy these conversations. We really appreciate all that you guys do at MSC Sports and spreading the message of high school athletics and supporting our athletes.